Is this Kay Osborne speaking?
It is, yeah.
How are you doing? My name's Mr. Cordell. I've been trying to get hold of you for some time. I believe you're the policy holder for Enfield Council in regards to public liability insurance and employer's liability insurance. Is that correct?
I'm not really the policy holder. I'm the insurance manager.
Receiver, they used to call it.
I arrange the insurance for the council.
Okay, my problem, I have a few issues that I would just like to query, if that's okay with yourself.
Sure.
I understand that there's a policy that's been put online for members of the public, which is under the Constitution. The information should be published for insurance companies and stuff like that. Basically by the directors, and it should be done by the financial managers, who you used to be called the receiver before. Like, if you write the receiver of the Metropolitan Police, it'll show you. Now they say, like, the developer of resources and finances, maybe. Basically, I've got a policy, and the policy says Kay Osborne signed it, Sally McTerran signed it at the bottom. It doesn't have your signature, but it has your name at the top of the policy, Kay Osborne. It says that you're the financial manager, and that the policy.
No. Can you send that to me, please?
Okay, I'll get that sent over. Can I ask a question? Is the public liability for the Enfield Council up to £1 million only?
No.
Is it unlimited cover?
No, it's not unlimited. It's a
£50
million limit.
There's a £50 million limit. Is it possible that I can get a copy of the insurance? Because I'm making a claim against Enfield Council myself. I'm acting litigant on my own behalf. Is it possible that I can get a copy of the insurance policy, please, so I can speak? I've been advised.
You can have a copy of the confirmation that we have public liability insurance,
okay.
But I'm not providing you a copy of the insurance policy, I'm afraid.
Okay, and what would that, the information that you're passing along to me, what would that,
will have details, so it depends on, when's the date of this loss, because our insurance changed on the 1st of April.
That's what I have on the policy. Basically, from 2014 up till today's date, 19 is the year. So I'm going to, it's a 7-year sentence. They gave me a 7-year sentence and set me up. And there's a lot of other issues. I've got lots of recordings of them saying that I'm cussing my ethnicity, telling me that I'm dead down the phone and stuff. I've got lots of recordings here that I've transcribed up. I've done a full diary. Basically, they all thought I was inside of my house. And I wasn't. They went for an ASBO. They forged the ASBO with the Metropolitan Police. It takes the council and the police to make an ASBO together, and victims. They forged all of the victim statements, so none of the statements in a third perspective, the reason why I've got a 9-year curfew, is signed at the bottom of them, and that is signed by any victims. So I questioned, I asked for all of the victims to attend court. Now, Enfield Council left a folder outside my front door, and what it's under is the Raves Bill 1994. Now, the Raves Bill is a criminal offence. I never got arrested for this offence till today. Now, I've got a copy of my criminal record, and my copy of my criminal record says that I've never been arrested for this offence till today. If something's criminal, you have to be arrested for it. The maximum sentence, if I did get arrested for the Raves Bill, would be 6 months custodial, do 3 months.
Sorry, can I just stop you? What's that got to do with the claim with regards to the criminal side of things? How does that affect your civil claim? What will you be claiming?
I'm going to be claiming for targeted malice. Yeah, which malfeasance of public office, which I've been and I'm going to be charging for malicious prosecution and malicious process. Now the reason
it'll be malicious process, I don't think you can do it for malicious prosecution.
Yes, it's malicious.
That'd be the police.
Pardon, that'd be the police only.
I've
been told malicious prosecution and malicious process is exactly what you do to directors for the Constitution. Malfeasance of public office, harassment,
yeah.
1997. I've got all of the dates and all of the laws there. Yeah, the reason.
Okay, so what I would need to give you then is I would need to give you details of our insurers from 2014 to date.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
I can email or send them in the post. That's no problem. And what that will give you is the name of the insurer, period of insurance, policy number. And if you want to make a claim, you would need to put that in writing to ourselves here. And I'll give you those details as well in the email or the letter.
Can I have both, if preferable?
Sorry?
Can I have both, please, if preferable?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, no problem.
Do you know what they actually done to me? What it is they made the ASBO, and I kept asking for them to take the ASBO, but it was fraudulently made. I never done what I was being accused of. When they've made it, they changed all of the police officers' names. So it says the council sign it and the police sign it. They say they had a meeting in Enfield Council. You can't have this ASBO without this meeting. They forced all of the cops, took all the real coppers' names out of them, called them Bran A, Bran B, Bran C, Harry Have It. So every copper's name in the whole ASBO has been changed. All of the numbers, because I've got my real criminal record, so I've got the real copper's names out of my real...
Then what
these have done is, to cover all of that up, when I wasn't in my house, I was on bail conditions at my mum's house, a guy called Lemmy started work for Enfield Council in October 16, and what he done is, he started sending my mum 12... Sarah Fletcher, she's a neighbourhood officer, she had a meet... My mum was writing to Dawn Allen, who's a neighbourhood officer as well. She was writing to her for 16 months asking him to stop what my neighbours were doing to me, which I've got videotapes of, asking for the council to protect me. Dawn Allen went into the computers on the 23rd of September, and what she done is, because she'd been ignoring my mum's complaints for 16 months, formal complaints, she went in there and she labelled Simon's the perpetrator. Then on the 24th, she wrote to the, I've got all the release notes, she wrote to the doctors, and she said, Simon's, I'm in trouble with Simon and all of that. They've said, Simon's not known to MHA, his name's never been known, he's never had no problems. Then they said, he's the perpetrator. Start scribbling, he can see things, he can do this. So on the 23rd and the 24th of September 2015, Dawn Allen and that ruined my life. They changed it, they ignored my mum's, what she had been saying for 16 months. Done that. Then 2 months after that, I got put on bail conditions not to be in my flat. Sarah Fletcher never knew, the neighbourhood officer never knew that I wasn't in my house. She didn't know I was on bail conditions. So she's called a meeting with some neighbours upstairs. They've completely forged all the dates saying that I had done stuff in my house. 8 dates they made up, Now, them 8 dates that they made up in the office, I weren't even in my house, Now, on top of that, I won 3 criminal cases that I got arrested for in court, 3 against my neighbours. I won them all in the criminal court. Got arrested, went criminal court, won them all. Then then what happened is, there was a witness care worker who sent Enfield Council all of the paperwork saying Simon's won all of these cases and he's allowed to go back to his home and that. So what Lemmy done is, he went, Kenichi, while Lemmy's manager, told Lemmy to go to and drop off some diaries to Stan and everyone's houses saying Simon's won these cases. Stan, they done that. I come back and then I got arrested again, for somehow, they set me up again, made up some lies. And while none of them realised that I was actually in my mum's house, while I'm in my mum's house on bail conditions, they made up an extra 3 dates on top of that, used the 3 cases that the witness care team told them that I'd already won, so I've already won them in criminal court, then used the 8 cases that Sarah Fletcher made up, not knowing that I wasn't in the house, so all the dates I weren't even in the house, then made a possession order, I won that possession order, then they used the same claims again in an injunction order, I went court, won the injunction order, then they used the same claims again in another injunction order. I just won that. I won that again, and they went and got the same claims again, and just put the same claims again into another possession order. Now I'm sitting in my house till the 12th of December. This company, I've not even been to a trial yet in 4 years. They've had me with the company credit card, not allowed to speak in court, never been to trial, never had a preliminary trial, not allowed to do nothing, and I'm always stuck in malicious process. That's what they call it, malicious process, where they've got the company card, they're abusing their rights. I've got loads of recordings of me telling Lemmy, please come, I know that you frauded all of this stuff. When I showed Lemmy, I know that you frauded it all, he changed it all, then he made it from 12 things up to 31 things, but I stripped the council's computers and none of it's inside of the council's computers, all of the new claim, the new 31. But then, so all of the ones that are in the council's computers, I weren't even in the house, and then the ones that afterwards he forged, you can see it so clearly with what I've done and the recordings. I'm ringing the council's whistleblowing line, which is the number online, and I'm speaking to Heather Littler, and she's saying, I've been speaking to her for 2-3 years. She's telling me that there's nothing that they can do to help me. They don't care if Lemmy's doing fraudulent stuff in there and all the rest of it. The list goes on to what I can prove. I'm sorry for biting your ear off, sort of thing.
No,
I apologise.
What I'm That's right. What I need from you then is I need your name, address and email address, so at least I can send out the information to you. You will need to put your claim in writing.
That's not a problem.
And what you will need to do is send any supporting evidence that you have.
I have loads.
So where you've said that you've got a lot of information, you'll need to get that to us as well.
I've built a website, Horrific Corruption, and it's in draft mode right now because these lot, where they were in so much trouble, they were writing to Silver Street Clinic, please go and get him, please go and get him. Now, all of the doctors are kept saying to Lemmy, and all, have you done your risk assessments on Mr. Cordell? Because they know I'm quite fair up in my in understanding the law, yeah, civil and criminal litigation. Lemmy's writing back, oh, we don't care, and all that to them, yeah. Now, they've all gone into a forum called Rio out of Merlin and the rest of it, and they've been talking in there every single day. They've never diagnosed me with a mental illness. They're saying, yeah, we're going to get him on tablets. They've been sharing my. I said to them, none of you allowed my personal data. They've been sharing all my, getting it out of all, Lavinia, all these new people, solicitors and that. Jeremy Chambers and all that, who works for this company, who's in charge of this, he just got done for gross misconduct on sexual harassment. They're trying to do all this, a load of stuff which I can prove tarnish my name, which is my definition of character. I've never even argued with my partner, me and Shannon. I've never even done nothing bad. I still go and pick Shannon up now. I've never done nothing bad to that girl in my life, yeah. I never gave her nothing. I swear on my mother's life, I loved her and looked after her and that child, and I was going to live with them for the rest of my life until Enfield Council and the police done this to cover up the first ASBO in my name. I apologise that. I can prove everything, I swear to God.
And what will happen is any claim that's made against the council, we have to notify that to our insurers.
I appreciate
it. So your one from 2014 to date, that will cover, I think that covers two different insurers.
Yeah, I understand.
I'll have to have a look at my paperwork before I send out the information to you.
Because you're premiuming out for 3 years at a time, is that correct in saying that?
5 years.
5 years at a time.
I have a policy for 5 years.
What is your fidelity guarantee, for instance? Because I just wanted to... What is the fidelity guarantee covered up to? Say that somebody
guarantee.
Done... Yeah.
Fidelity guarantee isn't anything that a member of the public would need.
Yeah, I understand that. It's just that I'll just question.
It's for
if someone does fraud, it fraud.
Get
inside of the company.
It's usually a financial loss.
Yeah, I understand that. It's just, you know what it was? It's just like I was watching Ian Davis and all that, and I was watching them getting £159 million and all that for Meridian Way and everything. And I was thinking, like, you have to be insured to hold £159 million, because Rob Leake's put him in that position. I've got Rob Leake in all the emails completely, loads of them, yeah, what they've all done to me, and Joanne Ryan run out of office because of all of this, yeah? I swear to God, yeah? I've got thousands of emails that I've put into a diary. I've stripped all the police's computers, all the council's computers, all of the hospital's computers. I've done.
When you say stripped, what do you mean?
I put a freedom of information request, gone into the computer, got all my personal data under the DPA 98 and GDPR, stripped the computers of everything that I want to know, put it all into order, into a diary, into a complete diary. I've made hundreds of phone calls trying to make people aware of what's going on, and in the recordings, they're going, like, the doctors are going to me, you do know what we do to people that are sectioned, don't you? Yeah, we kill them, like that, down the phone to me, and I've got all the recordings of all this. That's mental health hatred. Q in St. Anne's. They're going, oh, you're brand boy, you've been robbed, there's nothing you can do, and all that down the phone to me. Like, honestly, I've been through a nightmare recently. I just want to get it over and done with.
Right. What's your full name?
My name is Simon Paul Cordell.
Cordell?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's C-O-R-D-E-L-L?
D-E-L-L, yeah, that's correct.
Yep. And what's your postal address, first of all?
109, yep. Burncroft Avenue.
Sorry, Burncroft.
B-U-R-N. Burncroft Avenue, Enfield, Echo November 3, 7JQ.
Yep. Sorry,
7JQ. So I get bad signal in my house.
I can't hear the last bit of the postcode. 7JQ.
Juliet, Quebec.
Right, okay, and email address?
RE.
Yep.
_ wired,
yep.
WIRED.
WIRED, yep.
@ ymail.com. It's just the @ sign and a Y on its own, then mail, mail.com.
Yep, lovely.
Okay.
Right, okay. What I'll also do, Let me think. No, there's probably no. What we normally do is we send a claim form out to people. So what I'll do, I will send that out. If you can send that back, all you have to do is sign the back of the last page, basically, because it's a declaration of truth. Okay. But I don't expect you to complete the form, because this isn't sort of like your normal everyday claim.
Yeah,
and it's going to be a bit tricky for you to complete the form, because the form isn't really geared for a claim of this nature.
I appreciate that. I've already made the paperwork behind the back end. I've made all brand new PDF books and InDesign for it all. I've built a website, Horrific Corruption. I've just done that in draft as I was building it. I've built all brand new paperwork off the back end ready to upload on there in case I have to call for the public support in what I'm doing and what I'm going through. If I'd rather not have to do that, but I do have everything organised and ready to go.
Okay. No, that's brilliant, because the information that our insurers will want is they'll want documentary evidence.
Yeah,
so you have that. That will make the process hopefully a little quicker. But as I say, any claim that's made against the council does then get notified to our insurers, and our insurers then will deal with the claim. So they may put it into the hands of their claims handlers, they may put it into the hands of solicitors. We don't deal with any claims of this nature. In-house at all.
I appreciate that.
So it won't be my team that would actually deal with it. It would be our insurers. But I'll get that information out to you by email and in the post.
Right, thank you.
And everything there will be that you'll need. And then we'll take it from there.
Right, thank you.
And then you can send the information through to us.
Right, thank you, madam.
Okay.
All right, have a good day.
All right, and you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye.